Blog Talk Radio.
Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson. Of course, I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson, and we're your hosts this morning. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Happy, happy new year. Isn't it fabulous?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. We were just trying to get ourselves together this morning because we just had so much fun over the weekend and get back to teaching and sharing with you and hearing you what's going on in your life and, oh my goodness, embracing the beautiful divine energy that is called our souls and our spirits and all of that wonderful stuff, all those wonderful, wonderful blessings so that you can be an empowered being. Recognize that you have power. Hey, Dr. Reggie, how are you this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. Happy New Year to everybody. I feel good this morning.
Oh, my goodness. I know. That's fabulous. I just love waking up to you in the morning. I love it. And I love waking up to Circles of Prosperity in the morning. What a wonderful way to get our morning started. Why don't you take us into our morning prayer?
Yes. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to wake up this morning and be alive in a beautiful world that you have created. We thank you for our souls, our being, our essence, and our spiritual faculties, that we are noble in reason, that we are infinite in faculty, and we have souls to prove who we are as spirits connected to you, the absolute divine source, the one creator that all there is. Thank you, God. We are grateful our hearts reach out with everyone here on the broadcast, and we send them peace and love and light. Always love and blessings. With these lessons, we thank you that they are divine in nature and that we will capture those lessons and take them with us in our hearts always. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. So, you know, the past few days we've been doing readings for 2013. We had Ruth Dunn, who is just a real riot, on, and everybody was asking about love and money. That seems to be the, and career, love, money, and career seems to be the big questions for 2013. Also, we have Reginald Lewis on, and Dr. Reggie was on. Isn't that right, Dr. Reggie?
Mm-hmm.
So it's been very busy, but normally we only have readings on Oracle Friday, so I want to let people who are tuning in to know that Oracle Friday is generally when we have our readings or a special guest on. And during the week at 7 o'clock in the morning, we teach the spiritual principles of prosperity, and in particular, manifestation. You have this power inside of you to create whatever it is that you desire. We give that up. These people that are saying, I want love, we can teach you how to attract love if you stay with us. I really encourage you, if you can give us just 4 weeks, make a commitment, Monday through Friday, 4 weeks. And listen, if you can't get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, you can listen to the archive. So just make a commitment to listen to the lessons for 4 weeks, and I guarantee you there will be a change in your life. We are designed to manifest that which we desire. When I moved into that reality, that my thoughts and my words were actually made up my magic wand, that it was my magic wand, that all I had to say was abracadabra. As I speak it, I create it. I was blown away. I was blown away. And it didn't happen overnight. I didn't immediately begin to believe in and know that it would work. I had to practice. And then there would be a little miracle. And I practiced some more, and there was another miracle. And with every miracle, my faith grew. And I'm still growing in my faith that I create what I desire. So if you don't know that truth, then what's going to happen? You will likely create things that you really don't desire. And the reason that happens is because you have fear, and you concentrate on the fear. How many of you remember the nights that you lay in bed worrying about and creating all the worst case scenarios? That's the key word we use. Oh, I've got this problem. Well, the worst case scenario is, why would you focus on the worst case scenario? Why would you even think that? And at that moment, you have created it. And the more you concentrate on it, the more you're going to attract that reality to you, the worst case scenario to you. And then you say, see, I knew that was going to happen. Of course. But you didn't understand the power that you have. And we haven't really been trained on that. We may manifest a few things, but it's by accident. We are living in a time now where you got to grow up and face the responsibility that you created every situation that's in your life, but you have the ability to change it. Don't get upset about it. Say, oh, that's how I did this. Okay, let me rewind and deliberately create something that I truly desire, something that is really going to give me joy. So today we're going to talk about, I entitled this lesson, Ask. When you ask, it is always given. When you ask, it is always given. I'm teaching from Esther and Jerry Hicks' book, which is The Teachings of Abraham, The Amazing Power of Deliberate Intent, Living the Art of Allowing. And so I'm picking up in Chapter 7. Because a lot of the listeners, they know these principles, but I will repeat them over and over, because until you live them, you don't really know them. So you may flip off if you want to, but if you still have drama in your life, you don't know these principles. And so you need to hear it again. You are manifesting the essence of what you are thinking about. You are manifesting the essence of what you are thinking about. And so my question to you this morning is, what are you thinking about? And probably what will be more accurate is, what are you worrying about? What are you worrying about? Worry is a thought. So here's what Abraham tells us. That when you begin to understand the vibrational nature of thought and the way the law of attraction responds to it, then you begin to understand how it is that you are the creator of your own reality. Everything about your life is coming to you in response to the focus of your thoughts. But until you understand the vibrational nature of your thoughts and discover the comparative way of recognizing them, you have no deliberate control over your own experience. I want you to breathe on that. If you cannot control your thoughts, And you're not even aware half of the time of what you're thinking about, then you're not in control of your experiences in life. You're just floating with the wind. Whatever comes up, that's what happens to you. And then you're in the midst of drama, and you gotta try to wiggle your way out of it. Deliberate creation is much more than just deliberately choosing a subject of attention and focusing upon it. For a while, it is a good thing to deliberately choose the subject of your attention, but you must also feel the vibrational content of your thought in order to really be in deliberate control of your creating. For example, you may be focused upon the subject of financial abundance. But this subject, like all subjects, has great variety within it. On one extreme of the subject is the thought of the presence of financial abundance, while on the other extreme of the subject is the thought of the absence of financial abundance. And so it is in a simplistic sense, every subject can be seen as two subjects: what is wanted and the lack of what is wanted. And so my question to you is, if you want more money, are you focused more on the fact that you don't have money? Are you focused on, if I could have this, then this would happen? Your focus should only be on what it would feel like to have the money. And even better yet, that you already have the money. And you're making plans with what you will do. I was watching a video on YouTube about it's crowdfunding. This is where people can donate to your business or something. If you want to make a movie or you have a project that you need funding for, and how you can raise this money over the internet in something that they call crowdfunding. And the man says, he asked this one question. He says, if you had $100,000, what would you do with it? And at the moment, I'm thinking, oh, I need money. Oh, I need money. But when he asked me, if I raised $100,000, how would I use that money? What would I do with it? I stuttered. So at that point, was I a vibrational match to attract $100,000? No, because I didn't have the clarity. I didn't have the feeling of what it would be like to have that $100,000. I didn't have the dream. I was focused on, oh, let me get $100,000. But what was I going to do with it? When you really begin to say, oh, I will do this, and I'll be able to do this, and you start visualizing you doing whatever it is that you're going to do, then you're moving into the vibrational match of receiving that $100,000, because you know exactly what you're going to do with it. You know clearly what you're going to do with it. And the longer you focus on that, then the quicker you're going to attract that $100,000 to you. But we don't do that. We will probably listen to something like that and go, oh, that'll never happen. Oh, it's too much work. I will think of every excuse not to even try it. Not to even try it. Or if we do, the whole time we're doing it, we're thinking, this will never work. Who's going to give me money? Which equals and means I'm not worthy. So what Abraham is telling us is that once we say, I desire to have this, there are two ways that we can think. We can believe that we have it, or we can doubt and focus on the fact that we don't have it. And so the question again this morning is, where are your thoughts? What are you thinking about? When we say to our physical friends, you get what you think about, sometimes they feel confusion, for they believe that they have been thinking about having more money or a healthier body or a better relationship or more satisfying work. People sometimes argue that they have been definitely thinking about more money, and they do not understand why, if we say it is true, more money is not coming into their life experience. But the subject of money has a varied vibrational range. The subject of money ranges from a magnificent, ever-flowing abundance all the way to the desperate absence of abundance. So merely focusing upon the subject or the idea of money is just the beginning of the necessary focusing or the molding of the vibrational energy required to bring money into your presence. Now see, here's the hidden secret. Getting the vibrational energy required to bring money into your experience. We did a book study on creating money. And I'm telling you, this is when it was just three or four of us on the line. And we were in the early stages of understanding the spiritual principles of prosperity. So, of course, we were flipping through the pages. Well, let's hurry up and get to the part where we can create this money. That's what I'm focused on. And I can hear you guys saying, Cynthia, hurry up and get to the part where I know how to create and manifest money. And the book itself was all, it talked about everything else, but it really focused on energy and vibration. And they really told us the simplest way to get it was to find our joy. I'm breaking it. Was to find our joy. And what do we tell you about joy here on Circles of Prosperity? Joy is your highest vibration. When you are happy, you are in your highest vibration. So first we need to understand that there is a vibrational frequency or vibrational energy that can bring money. So let's go and figure what that is. Directing your thought to the subject of money is a good first step, but then it is necessary to understand where on this wide range of vibrational possibilities relative to the subject of money that you actually are. Where are you in your thoughts about money? Where are you in your thoughts about money? Do you resent not having money? That's putting out a vibrational frequency. Do you fear not having money? It's putting out a vibrational frequency. Do you fear you don't manage money well? That was my big thing because that had been ingrained in me by my father. I don't manage money well. Do you fear that? Are you thinking about how you had money and you lost it and misused it? Each one of those thoughts carries a vibrational frequency. So where are your thoughts actually? You're on that vibrational scale. Which end of this vibrational range are you leaning toward? Are you a closer match to the magnificent abundance? Or are you a closer match to the desperate absence of abundance? As you see, when we are in the middle of experiencing lack, all we do is look around us and see lack, don't we? I don't have enough money to pay for food. I don't have enough money for gas. The first thing, when you're trying to pick and choose things that you want to do, I don't have enough money that I can do that. Every word that comes out of your mouth is what you don't have. And remember, you create by your thoughts and by your words. So what are you creating? Lack. And you have no one to blame but you. Our problem is we want to blame someone else, but we have no one to blame but us. And really, it's not about blaming you. I don't want you to feel bad about this. It's just about changing you, right? We want to change you. So, you can easily answer this question, and the question before you is, where are you a closer match to the magnificent abundance, or are you a closer match to the absence of abundance? You can easily answer this question when you understand your emotions, for it is through emotional awareness that you understand the vibrational content of your thoughts. It's about the way you feel as you are focusing thought. That's what really matters, how you feel. What did I just tell you? In the book Creating Money, they wanted us to get in touch with the experience of joy. That's why if you are thinking about opening a business, it should be what you're passionate about. If you love baking, and you love it so much and you love watching people eat your delicious, delectable desserts, and you spend so much time trying to make the right consistency for your pies, or you decorate the right sweetness, the right amount of butter, and you've just perfected your recipe, and it gives you so much joy, then that's what you should be doing. And the money will follow. Because every morsel that someone tastes, they're going to feel your vibration of joy. And they'll come back. And they'll tell their friends because they're feeling your joy. How do you feel about money? We had a wonderful guest on our show called Adele Wang, and she really dealt with addressing some of our fears about money. I encourage you to go back and listen to that episode with Adele Wang. I just did a replay of it recently. Let me see, what did I call her segment so you'll know? I'm looking it up here. And she gives you exercises to address your fears about money using the EFT, which is Emotional Freedom Technique. It's called It's All About Money. I just ran a replay of it on December the 20th. It's All About Money. Her name is Adele Wang. Please, if you have issues with abundance, you know, fears and concerns, please go back and listen to that, and she will give you some wonderful tips on how to address it. Okay, so it's about your feeling. So how does the thought feel to you? Some are beginning to acknowledge you get what you think about, but we would like to clarify that statement further by saying you get what you feel about what you think about. Your feeling nature is just as important as what you're thinking and what you're saying. As a matter of fact, it's even more important. So where you are on the sliding scale of possible vibrations relative to the subject of money, where are you on that scale? You may often say that you want more money, but if you consistently feel disappointment or even fear about not having enough money, then your vibrational offering regarding money does not match your statement of desire. And wherever your vibrational offering is where your point of attraction is. What is actually happening in your experience relative to the subject of money always matches the essence of your vibrational offering. Do you understand what I mean when I say your vibrational offering? It means how you feel about money. And more importantly, 9 times out of 10, it is fear. You're fearing not having. and that is the strongest emotion that you're putting out to the universe. I don't have enough money. I'm not going to be able to pay my rent. Why would you declare that? Why would you focus on that? I put out 100 resumes and I don't have a job. Nobody's going to hire me because I'm too old. I put out 100 resumes, but I can't find a job because, and then you start giving an excuse, the economy's bad. Nobody's hiring now. Everybody's looking for work. It's so competitive, I'll never get a job. Whew. Recognize that you are prophesying over your life, your experience. And that's clearly not what you want. So, you know, you stop and say, you know what? Yes, I can be honest and say I have some fear here that I may not be able to find a job. I have some fear here that I may not be able to manifest the money that I desire. And that because of a consequence of that, I can have some other issues. That's okay. Acknowledge that. But now you say, you know what? I heard something on Circles of Prosperity this morning that said if I change the way I feel about something, and I change the way I think about something, and if I change the way I speak about something, that it is always given. So today, yes, I may have a little fear about this, but I declare and decree that money is flowing to me now. I declare and decree that I am going to find a job. I have a job right now. I am asking and it is given. I am asking and it is given. And I am moving out of my doubt. I am moving out of my fear. And I am believing and receiving right now that which I desire. You change it now, this moment, not sometime in the future, now. At this moment, I am changing the way I think, the way I speak, and the way I feel. When I get my next paycheck, I'm going to do so and so and so. I'll take care of my past due bills. It is done. Thank you, universe. Thank you, God. Thank you, source. Dr. Reggie says, when you get a bill, he gives this little trick. He says, when you receive a bill in the mail, and you know when you don't have the money to pay, as soon as you see the envelope, fear rises up, anxiety rises up. I was watching a movie last night, and he had all these past due bills. He didn't even bother to open them. He threw them in the trash and was just, overwhelmed by it. We can get overwhelmed. I understand that. It takes courage to say, look at that bill and say, oh, thank you for this check for whatever the bill amount is. I thank you for this check. You are receiving. I'm receiving money now. This bill is not a threat. It is opening an avenue for this money to come to me now. It takes courage to do that. But that's your creative power at work. We misuse it. We misuse it to create negative experiences in our life. You want to change your life? Change your thoughts. Change your thoughts. Listen, Abraham says, observe what you are manifesting. Observe what is happening to you because it can give you an accurate reading of where you are on the vibrational scale of possibilities. What have you manifested? And that'll tell you where you are. And that awareness is not to beat you up. It is extremely helpful to you. But it is possible for you to be aware of where you are before things manifest or occur in your experience. And that is much more satisfying That's a much more satisfying way to approach the deliberate control of your life experience. So you say, okay, and here's where I say love you, and I've touched on it earlier. Don't beat yourself up that you created a mess. Don't do that. I was talking to a friend last night. She said, I made a mistake. I said, please, don't say you made a mistake. And she said, but I learned from them, which is the wonderful thing on the other end. I'm telling you, not even acknowledging it as a mistake. Say, okay, yeah, I misused my creative ability, but now I have an opportunity to change it. I know what I need to do to change it. And I may not get it perfect, but I'm going to practice this. I'm going to practice it until I master it. I am going to practice this until I master it. And I'm going to tell you, there will be times that it is going to be challenging, that you will easily fall back into the state of fear, especially when it comes to money. We fear having money. But abundance is your birthright. Abundance is your birthright. Abundance doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be money. See, here's where it gets all screwed up. You guys believe, and I'm including me in that, okay? We've been taught that money gets us stuff. Money is just a tool. What really gets us stuff is our desire. Our desire. And Abraham is telling us, there are two parts, two sides of that desire. I desire abundance, or I desire the opposite of abundance, which is lack. And when I say I desire, the reason I say I desire the opposite of abundance is because if I'm so afraid of not having, the universe equates that to a desire. The universe does not know, it only knows one word, yes. So when you're thinking about something, the universe responds to yes, yes, yes. I don't have enough money. 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 And the universe is saying, Cynthia doesn't have enough money. Yes, you don't have enough money. I agree. You don't have enough money. I'll manifest that for you. Lack, not enough money. Lack. Not enough money, because all when you ask, it is given. And the question this morning is, what are you asking for? What are you asking for? So, you're going to pay attention to your words, you're going to pay attention to your thoughts, but more importantly, your feelings. Don't you think it's time to release your fears about abundance? I do. I think it's time. Here's the last thing that Abraham says to you. It is never too late to change direction. It is never too late to change your direction. You can either be aware of your point of attraction, post-manifestation, that means after it happens, or you can be pre-manifestation before it happens. Of course, we encourage having a conscious awareness at all times about the direction you are headed. It would be like traveling in your vehicle, having a particular destination in mind, being on the wrong road altogether and traveling in the opposite direction of your desired destination, but having no awareness that you are going in the wrong direction until you arrived at the wrong place. But you can always correct the course, can't you? And the sooner that you are aware that you're off your path, the better and the more satisfying your journey will be. So the key to, and listen to the word they use here, I love this, the key to joyful, deliberate creating, joyful deliberate creating, is to choose the subjects of your thoughts intentionally and pay close attention on how each thought feels, because unless you are aware of how the thought feels, you have no understanding of where you are on the sliding scale of vibrational possibilities. Wow, that is such a powerful, powerful lesson, is it not? You are manifesting the essence of what you are thinking about. And the universe always says yes. Whatever you ask for, it is always given. The trick here is, what are you asking for? What are you really asking for? So all those people that say, oh, that law of attraction stuff doesn't work, it's not working because they're not practicing intentional and deliberate creation. And they're manifesting their fears because they're not paying attention to the thought behind, the feeling behind the thought. We are all, we're vibration. Even money is vibration. Everything is vibration. That's how we communicate. Words are coming out of my mouth, traveling over the air. It's a vibration. And so when I speak to you in the morning, I am deliberately creating a vibration to touch your soul to hear the words that I'm saying. Not your ears, your soul, your heart. Because I want to stir something inside of you that will rise up in you and encourage, to give you the courage to change your life. So I can't do that by what you're hearing just on in your brain. I need to touch you much deeper in your soul. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer. Thank you for joining us this morning. We're getting back on path here this morning. I'll be here tomorrow morning, and we'll continue this topic. And then Friday, we'll have Oracle Friday. Dr. Reggie.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for a beautiful message this morning. And let us realize that the two most important relationships we have are with self and with you. Let us realize that the negative ego's interpretation of life is that it will never be enough. We never have enough. But the Holy Spirit's attitude is that we are the richest people in the world. You are the richest person in the world and the most spiritual person in the world. Let us release our fears of lack. Let us learn to we choose our thoughts. We change our life. And let us manifest by deliberate creation and not by default. Let our thoughts be concentrated in love and peace and light always. And by that power and by that energy, I pray in the energy signature of the Christ. So it is.
And so it is. Oh, my goodness. You guys have a wonderful day today. Practice today.